In the name of Jesus Christ, we begin this session.
Let's sing hymn 225.
So Jehovah said just now, if you didn't sing well, he would punish you by making you stand up and sing. So actually in Africa, they never sit down to sing hymns, they always stand up. So those who've been to Africa, they know this, like Preacher Vudi and Patrick.
他们一唱诗啊，不是十分钟啊，是半个小时啊。唱诗是他们没有赞美诗啊，没有赞美诗，连续唱半个小时。
So they don't even have hymn books, but they don't just sing for 10 minutes. They sing for 30 minutes.
啊，每个人都唱得很愉快啊。And
everybody's。我看到老太婆啊，说，You
are, you are God, you are Lord，好像这样子唱得很。 那个心啊，因为他是从心里面唱啊，他不用看谱啊，什么都记在脑筋里的。
So they're all very joyful with it when they sing. Even the elderly sisters, you can really see that they're singing from their hearts.
啊，你去看他们那个很纯洁的心啊，那个我们在这个美国社会很难找得到。
So this very kind of pure heart that they have, it's hard to find it here in the U.S.
啊，所以我们唱诗啊，就是要尽量使自己要愉快高兴。
So when we sing, we want to be joyful.
那歌颂神。
And we do so so we can praise God.
那我们现在人数虽然是不多。
So even though we don't have a lot of people here.
但是还是感谢主的。
But still we have to thank God.
当然，我们要鼓励啊，鼓励我们负责的人要鼓励信徒尽量能够请假来参加。
And of course, the council members need to encourage the members to take time off from work to attend.
我在小的时候啊，那很喜欢去每个教会去看一看。
So when I was young, I liked to go and visit different churches.
我去到了一个聚会所，聚会所啊，这个 local church.
And so I went to this local church.
他们呢，三个人聚会，一个牧师啊，那三个人坐在听到。
And there were only three people attending the service, plus the pastor.
一个打瞌睡，睡觉的。So
one had fallen asleep.
一个看来不专心在听。And
the other wasn't listening attentively.
啊，所以才一个注意在听而已。So
there was only one paying attention.
啊，我看那个牧师讲得津津有味，哇，这样子好像头头是道，这样很有力。And
the pastor was speaking very animatedly.
所以我是。 几个人听，我说尽量讲啊，我说这样也是尽量讲啊，人少也没关系。
So even though we don't have a lot of people here right now, I have to do my best to speak.
那因为这次的主题啊，就是生命的追寻。So
the theme of our convocation is the pursuit of life.
所以想用生命啊从失落到寻回来做互相的勉励。So
the topic for mutual encouragement is a fallen life is found.
我们经常谈到生命。So
we often talk about life.
生命到底是什么？So
what exactly is life?
可能我们有些人也不是很清楚。And
maybe some people aren't very clear about this.
我们看圣经。So
let's turn to the Bible.
创世纪第二章。Genesis
chapter 2.
创世纪第二章的第七节。Genesis
chapter 2 verse 7.
这边说 主神用地上的尘土造人，将生气吹在他鼻孔里，他就成了有灵的活人。这边神啊，用地上尘土造人。So
it tells us here that God formed man of the dust of the ground.
尘土是一个物质的东西。And
this dust is a material thing.
好像我们用尘土啊来造瓷器一样，用尘土造瓷器，造一些花瓶。
Just like we might use this dust to make ceramics.
另外呢，将生气吹在人的里头。
And then also God breathed into the nostrils of man.
然后他变成一个完全的人。So
he became this perfect living being.
所以生命就是有两个部分。So
there are two components to life.
一个就是尘土。
First is dust.
一个是气。
And then the second is this breath.
那这个气啊，按照我们比如说现在，结果他在学中医有这个气啊。 血气，这个气就是那个气。
So just like Jehua is learning acupuncture, and this covers also this breath.
所以中气不足啊，就是表示人很虚弱。中气啊，你这个很难翻译讲这个。中气叫什么翻呢？因为给啊，中气不足。
Pectorial chi. If that's insufficient, then that's not a good thing.
那中气不足的话，就啊，许多那中气很足哈，就是表示一个人健康的。
So if you have the sufficient pectorial breath, then you have good health.
那我们经常说啊，这个血气啊，一个人动血气，哎，你为什么动血气？那个血气啊，就表示你两个部分，一个是血嘛，你这。 身体啊，血在流着啊，就是你的身体。那气呢，就是表示你的感情啊，所以这两个，你为什么动血气啊？就是你有力量喊啊，你有力量反击啊，还有你的感情，你流了出来，你怎么想法，什么态度？And
then the other explanation of this word from the Chinese is that when you act impulsively of the flesh.
还有我们说啊，呼啊，我们形容一个人死了，就说他呼了最后一口气啊，然后他就死了。
And then also a person, they will take their last breath before they die.
所以有两个部分，一个体，一个气。啊，我们生命的时候有两个部分的，一个身体，还有一个气。So
also a person will have this energy and also this breath.
那气啊，就是一个摸不着的啊，看不像的抽象名词。So
this energy or this breath is unseen.
但我们看它是存在的啊。
But it still exists. Because without this breath, you will die.
这是我们所了解的，因为啊，你不能够呼吸，你不能够吸气，那就人死了。
So if you can't breathe, then you will die.
这是每一个人都会同意的。So
this is something that everyone will agree on.
那么看圣经怎么说啊？圣经怎么说啊？这个生命的结合。So
let's look at how the Bible describes this composition of life.
我看保罗他的了解啊，来看帖撒。
And let's look at the understanding of Paul from the book of 1 Thessalonians.
第五章
Chapter 5
帖撒罗尼迦前书的第五章二十三节
1 Thessalonians chapter 5 verse 23
5章23
5 verse 23
愿是平安的神亲自使你们全然成圣又愿你们的灵啊，请注意看啊，灵、魂与身子都蒙保守 可见这个人的生命就是有灵魂体啊，我们只是讲的比较宗教术语啊，讲的比较清楚一点，就是灵魂体这三个部分。So
it mentions three things here: is the spirit, soul, and body.
所以神当时用尘土还有气啊，把气吹到人的里头，那个气啊，就是这个灵跟魂啊。So
God made man from the dust and then breathed into him, and this breath is refers to the spirit and the soul.
就要变成一个完全的人。And
then he became this perfect being.
那除了这个体哈，还有这个灵魂。So
aside from this body, there is the spirit and soul.
那灵魂的功用是什么？And
what is the function of the spirit and soul?
神为什么要这样子做呢？Why
did God make man this way?
我们看箴言。Let's
turn to Proverbs.
箴言20章。Proverbs
20.
箴言20章27节。Proverbs
20 verse 27.
箴言20章27。人的灵啊，是神的灯啊，鉴察人的心腹啊。人的灵其实就从神来的啊。So
the spirit of man comes from God.
就是神在造人的时候，把气吹在人的鼻孔里的那个灵。So
when God made man, he breathed into his nostrils and he breathed the spirit into him.
也就除了肉体以外的那个部分啊。
So this is the part that is aside from the physical body.
那个部分人的灵的功用是什么？就是神的灯啊，要鉴察人的心腹。And
the function of the spirit is that it is the lamp of God that searches the inner depths of a man's heart.
所以神的灵在人里头要活动，会活动的。So
the spirit of God inside a man is living.
那死了以后啊，这个灵啊就收回去了，神就收回去了。And
then after a man dies, then God will take back the spirit.
就按照传道书那边所记载的，人死以后，这个尘土啊，我们躯体就是归于尘土，但是灵就是神就收回去了。So
as mentioned in Ecclesiastes, the dust will return to dust, and then God will take back the spirit.
好，那我们再谈谈呢，这个生命起初的状态是怎么样 生命起初的状态啊，它 original state 的。
So let's talk about when the original state of this life when God created it.
啊，圣经说啊，神按照他的形象造人。
So the Bible says that God created man in His image.
他就成为有灵的活人。
And he became a living being.
还有真理的能力跟圣洁。
And he had a truth and holiness.
所以神的形象是什么？
So what is the image of God?
根据以弗所书第四章二十三节那边记载，说叫真理的能力与圣洁。
So according to Ephesians, then he was created in truth and holiness.
那为什么有真理的能力与圣洁呢
？And also righteousness. And why is this?
因为这个灵啊是从神那边来的。
It is because the Spirit comes from God.
啊，神那边来的，放到人的心里，就在鉴察人的心腹。
So the Spirit comes from God, and it searches the heart of man.
所以神的灵啊，在人的内心在活动。
So the Spirit works within the heart of man.
那也就是说，人呐、啊、被神的灵所充满。
That is to say that man is filled by the Spirit of God.
因为那个灵是很干净的。
Because this is a very pure spirit.
是没有说污染的。
And it is completely it's pure.
而且神的本身就是圣洁的。
And it's unblemished because God is holy.
神是灵。
And God is spirit.
所以他的灵是圣洁的。
And His Spirit also is holy.
啊，只要是啊做什么错啊做错事情的话，当然受处罚。
So if you commit any wrongdoing, then you will be punished.
有仁义啊，有一个这个正义啊，有公义啊。
Because it has righteousness.
所以以真理为标准，神也有他一套的法则。
So and the truth acts as the standard, this principle.
所以有一套法则来管理人类。
And with these principles, it governs over man.
因此当初啊，神在创造人的时候啊，人内心啊是有神的形象的。
So when God first created man, he was created in his image.
啊，因为有神的形象，所以神就把人放在快乐的园地里，就是伊甸园了。
And because he was created in the image of man, God put him in the Garden of Eden.
啊，人在伊甸园就过着一个很快乐的生活。
And here, man lived very joyfully.
因为里面有很多各种不同的果树。
Because there were all different kinds of trees.
啊，果树啊又很漂亮。
And they were all very beautiful.
有各种不同的颜色形状。
And there were different shapes and colors.
还有他们啊，这个啊，你随意吃的，吃到饱。
Could take your fill.
好像buffet一样 ，all you can eat.
It's just like an all you can eat buffet.
啊，这个 all you can eat 是神发明的，不是这个福州人发明的。
So this all you can eat was invented by God.
也不是美国人发明的。
And it was not invented by Americans.
是神发明的啊。
It was invented by God.
创造的时候就有嘛，这个 all you can eat buffet， 这是 buffet 店啊。
So there was this buffet already in the Garden of Eden.
伊甸园里面有一个宝贝店。
So in the Garden of Eden, there was this buffet.
随你吃到饱。
And you could take your fill.
但是也不是整天在吃东西啊。
But you couldn't just eat all day.
要整天吃的话，还是很辛苦啊。
Because if you're eating all day, this would be suffering.
啊，没事做还是很辛苦的。
This would be a suffering for you.
因为当时才两个人呢。
Because there were only two people.
亚当跟夏娃两个人呢。
Adam and Eve.
啊，整天看两个人互相看也是会很累的。
And if they were just staring at each other all day, they'd get tired as well.
以前我听一位朋友说啊，他刚结婚的时候跟他的先生啊两个人结婚，两个人一年工作啊一年没有出去工作，两个人呢就是天天在对看，对看这样的看一年。
So I heard someone say in the past that when she got married, her and her husband didn't work for the first year and they just looked at each other all the time.
啊，看一年就很累的啦。
And so you'd get very tired doing this.
就必须要出去工作。
So then you have to go out and work.
就当时在伊甸园里头啊，亚当跟夏娃他们就是这样子看也是很累的。
So in the Garden of Eden, if Adam and Eve did this, they would also get tired of it.
啊，还好神就派他们工作啊，你们要看守修理这个伊甸园里面的一切事情。
But thankfully, God gave them work to do, and they had dominion over the garden.
因为有工作，就生活就变得很有意义。
So because they had work, then life had meaning.
所以你看他们生活很简单哦。
So their life was very simple.
但是很充实啊。
But it was very abundant.
又很有意义。
And it was full of meaning.
又能够跟各种不同的动物相处。
And they interacted with all of the different animals.
你看狮子啊、老虎啊、豹啊、毒蛇啊，都能够相处。
So lion, tigers, and snakes, etc.
我们经常不能够跟那些动物相处啊。
So we cannot have the same kind of interaction with these animals.
以前在哪里啊？在 San Francisco 啊。那个动物园啊，有一只是不是老虎啊，就跑出来，结果人就很紧张啊，就赶快想办法把它抓起来送回去了。
So once there was a zoo in San Francisco where one of the tigers escaped, so everybody was very anxious to capture it back.
假设今天有只毒蛇在我们这边的话，可能大家都跑光，不用聚会了，会门都关了。假如有毒蛇在这边的话。
Today, if there was a poisonous snake amongst us, then everybody would go running out of the chapel. Because we can't live or interact with these kind of animals. Because these animals will hurt us, so they need to be separated. But in the Garden of Eden, man lived very harmoniously with these animals. So we see how happy they were. But it's not the same for us today.
那今天的那些动物啊，假如是看我们人的话，我们人呐、啊，有的人像毒蛇啊，有的那个性像这个狮子啊，哈，讲话很大声的，吼吼叫叫的哈，有的人啊的个性像这个豹哈，有的人个性像鸽子那么的温驯。So
people also have characteristics like animals, maybe like a snake or bears or tigers.
啊，也是能够和平相处。
But all of these animals, they live peacefully with one another in the Garden of Eden.
那当时亚当夏娃他们结婚，那神配合他们就结婚。So
God instituted marriage between Adam and Eve.
在伊甸园里，他们过着感恩知足的，还有珍惜的生活。And
within the garden, they lived a life of gratitude and cherishing what they had.
他们很珍惜呀，互相哦。
And they also cherished one another.
因为他们说啊，这个亚当说，这是我骨中的骨啊，肉中的肉。
And because Adam said, this is bone of my bones, flesh of my flesh.
所以在一个简单的生活、快乐生活当中呢，哎，他们就懂得感恩、知足，还要珍惜。
So within this very peaceful life, they were able to live a life of thanksgiving and contentment.
所以这个就是当时啊，生命起初的状态。
So this was the original state of life when it was created.
我们现在找得到吗?
So can we find this today?
我们找不到啊,
we can't.
我们现在谁会这样子啊,有这种的生活状态?
Because who lives in this way now?
但是呢,这种生活呢,也过了不是很久了。But
they didn't live in this way for very long.
他们就失落了。
They became lost.
这种生病呢,也叫失落了。
And this type of life became lost.
那为什么会失落呢?
Why was it lost?
来看创世纪第三章。
Let's look at Genesis chapter 3.
创世纪第三章。
Genesis
3. 第三章这里是告诉我们始祖亚当夏娃他们犯罪的原因呢。
So in this chapter it tells us the reason why our ancestors sinned.
还要经过。
And what experiences they had.
那么这个故事我们很熟啊，我就整理一些重点哈，来互相分享。So
we're very familiar with the story, so I will just point out some of the main things.
最主要的，他们就是起着贪心呢。So
primarily they had greed.
因为第五节说啊，因为神知道你们吃的日子，眼睛就要明亮了，你们便如神能知善恶。Because
in verse 5 it says, For God knows that in the day you eat of it, your eyes will be opened, you will be like God, knowing good and evil.
怎么能够如神呢?
How can you be like God?
神只有一位啊。
Because there's only one God.
没有一个人能够跟神来比较的。And
no one can be compared to God.
现在他们想要跟神一样。But
they wanted to be like Him.
想要变成神。They
wanted to be God.
他们本来是塑造之物啊，本来是人。They
were created, they were man.
本来的日子已经很舒服了。And
they lived very comfortably.
可是现在还更进一步。
But they wanted to go further. And this was something that they could not think of.
好像变成神这个样子，这个东西，这个主题是不能想的。This
idea of becoming like God, it was unthinkable.
所以啊，他们就是要去得到。So
that's why they wanted to obtain it.
这个贪心啊。So
they had this greed.
什么叫贪心？So
what is greed?
就想要得到不该得的。You
want to obtain what you should not have.
想要看不该看的,
you want to look at what you shouldn't look at.
想要吃啊,不该吃的,
you want to eat what you shouldn't eat.
要做不该做的,
you want to do what you shouldn't do.
说不该说的,
and to speak what you shouldn't speak.
我们就从这个第三章一直到17节,我们就可以看得出来。
And we can see it in this chapter up to verse 17.
他们得到不该得的,
they obtained what they shouldn't.
要向神的地位,
they wanted to take the status of God.
不管看了那个山的树上果子虽然是很漂亮，但是不能看呢。
And even though this tree of the fruit of knowledge was very good, they should not even have looked at it.
不能够去摸的。
They should not have touched it.
不应该去吃啊，神说不能吃的。
And they shouldn't have eaten it because God told them not to.
不能去做啊，不能够去拿来吃的。
And they should not have taken of it to eat.
后来呢，他们又互相抱怨，互相指责啊。
And then in the end, they rebuked one another.
所以一直在发生错误啊。
So there was this continual wrongdoing.
啊，这个啊叫做罪。
And this is sin.
啊，罪是什么意思呢？叫亏缺了神的荣耀。
So sin, what does that mean? It means to fall short of the glory of God.
哪里有荣耀呢？他们没有荣耀啊！你看赤身露体呀。
So what glory did they have? They had nothing because they were naked.
啊，赤身露体有什么荣耀啊？没有啊。
So what glory is there in being naked? There is none.
从此以后，他们就落入缺少了那个部分。
So from that point onwards, they were lacking.
啊，他们的生命就失落了。
So their lives were lost.
本来他们生命是很充实的，很有意义的。
So before their lives were very abundant and full of meaning.
啊，他们生命是充满了喜乐的。
And their lives were full of joy.
他们生命是很丰盛的。
Their lives were very abundant.
可是因为现在想要贪心。
But because they had greed.
所以圣经说啊，贪心是万恶之根。
So Bible says that greed is the root of all evils.
啊，真的，他们从贪心以后呢，一连串就产生很多不应该做，就产生很多的其他罪来。
So once they had greed, following on, there was a whole sequence of sin and wrongdoing.
那他们失落以后产生什么结果呢？
So what was the consequences after they became lost?
啊，失落生命是很可怜的。
And it is very pitiful to lose your life.
啊，失落，我们叫失落感。
And we have heard of having the sense of loss.
那比如说，我们现在还有的还年轻啊，子女都还在旁边呢。
And well, we're still young, and we have our children around us still.
那所以有一天呢，子女都结婚了啊，都出去了。
So one day when our children are all married and they have left home.
那自己啊，这两个老夫妻在家里。
And it'll just be you and your spouse at home.
那你顿时啊，觉得很失落。And
For a time, you will feel this sense of loss.
啊，有些时候我们搬家。
And sometimes when we move.
啊，搬来搬去，有些东西会掉了。
And when you move house, you will lose things.
有的东西是自愿丢掉的。
And some things you will deliberately throw away.
但是有些丢错东西。
And sometimes you might throw things away by accident.
啊，有时候在搬的时候失落的。
So when you move, then you will lose things as well.
啊，那个失落的感觉，你也是很痛苦啊，丢掉东西啊，找不回来。
The sense of loss also is unbearable because you can't get back what you threw away.
所以失落本身呢，都是不好受的。
So this loss is not a good thing, and it's hard to bear.
那我们看始祖他们当个生命失落的结果是什么？
So let's look at the consequences of them losing their lives.
啊，第一个，他们就知道自己是赤身露体呀。
So firstly, they became aware that they were naked.
他们就看到自己的缺点，自己的缺陷。
They could see their own weaknesses and their lacking.
当时他们在伊甸园里是看不到缺点的。
Before in the Garden of Eden, they did not see where they were lacking.
因为两个很喜欢呢。
Because they were very happy.
在里面有神的爱。
Because they had the love of God.
在里面享受很丰盛的生命。
And they had this very abundant life.
所以都看不到缺点。
So they could not see any lacking.
可是以后犯罪以后就看到缺点了。
But after they sinned, they could see these.
因为他们有在心里面就想，心里面想有比他们想象的想要得到那个更好的。
Because in their minds, they wanted something better.
啊，就看到现在你所有的啊，我现在所有的，并没有什么。
And they saw what they had, and it did not seem like much to them.
就不满意啊，不满足啊。So
they became discontent.
啊，但事实上啊，他们所想要的那个不是神要让他们去得的。But
actually, what they wanted was not what God wanted for them.
好像我刚刚举这个例子啊，说那个结婚。 以后一年都没有上班，两个人互相对抗的这位夫妻。So
the example I gave of the couple who did not work for a year.
他们后来大概经过没几年就离婚了。And
actually after a few years they divorced.
那为什么离婚？
Why did they do that?
也是看到互相的缺点，看到对方的缺点缺陷。Because
they started to focus on one another's weaknesses.
这就生命的失落才会这样子的。
And it is because of this loss of life that this happened.
看到自己的缺点，也会看到别人的缺点。
And when we see our own weaknesses, then we see the weaknesses of others as well.
啊，结果他们这个亚当跟夏娃呢，他们就很害怕。
So Adam and Eve became very afraid.
我们看
第十节第三章创世纪第三章第十节
Let's look at chapter 3 verse 10
他说、啊、我在园中听见你的声音、啊、我就害怕因为我赤身裸体我变成了、啊、那看到自己的缺点、啊、会害怕
So when you see your own weaknesses you will become afraid
就有的人为什么 很有自信心呢
So why is it that some people are very confident
我们去上班、啊、去 interview、啊、要很有自信心、啊、
And when we go to work and we go to interviews we need to have confidence
为什么会有自信心
And why are some people this way?
看不到把自己的缺点就隐藏起来，就尽量把自己好的那一面就宣扬了。
Because they hide their weaknesses and they only exhibit their strengths.
把它扩大啊。
And they.
所以你就看不到自己的缺点了。
They only show off their strengths, so they don't look at their weaknesses.
啊，你只要是看到自己的缺点，哎呀，我这个还不会，我这个什么啊，哪一种程式语言还不大会，那我去面试的时候，那一定会被问倒的。
But if you focus on what you're not good at, then that is probably what they will pick up on during your interview.
所以看到自己的缺点，那一定会害怕。
So if you focus on your weaknesses, you will become afraid.
啊，所以有时候男女要相亲呢。
So when
当然现在不需要相亲啊，以前我们那个时代要相亲。
So in the past, when people needed to be introduced.
哎，糟糕，我这边有个痣，哇，要那么大，去相亲啊，被人家看到不好意思啊，怎么办呢？会害怕啊，他喜欢我吗？
You might think, oh, I have this growth on my face. Is this person going to like me when they see me?
所以你看到自己的缺点就会害怕。
So when you look at your own weaknesses, you will become afraid.
当时他们两个人就是这样子哈。
So this is how Adam and Eve were at the time.
那为什么会害怕？
Why were they afraid?
因为呢，就没有人啊，跟你说啊，没关系啊，只要是有人跟你说没关系，那你就不会害怕了。
Because nobody said to them, oh, it's okay. But if someone says that to you, then you don't need to be afraid.
啊，有位姐妹啊，她。经过大概结婚三年以后啊，还不会生，还没有生孩子。
And there was a sister, after she was married for 3 years, she was still not able to have children.
啊，后来去检查就是姐妹问题啊，因为姐妹她不能够生孩子，但是她先生很爱她，她先生说，你就是不会生，我也会喜欢你。
So she went for tests and she was actually barren, and her husband said, even if you can't have children, I will still love you.
哦，让这个太太啊觉得很温馨啊，哎，我的先生还很爱我啊。
And this was very heartwarming to the wife because she knew that her husband still loved her.
后来他们就祷告。
So they prayed.
祷告以后，神就赏赐给他们一个孩子。
And after they prayed, God granted them a child.
啊，本来一个孩子，后来就变成两个。
And it was only one child at first, but then later they had another.
啊，这个人啊，就是 Andrew Zhu 啊，跟他太太 Andrew Zhu， 我们认识他。
And this is actually Andrew Zhu and his wife, and we know them.
所以我们刚刚讲到哈，害怕，因为没有人会原谅你呢。
So we said that you are afraid because nobody will forgive you.
就没有原谅，就没有爱。
And if there's no forgiveness, there's no love.
所以在我们在这个社会当中，我们在这个环境之下哈，每个人都有缺点呢。
So within this environment, all of us have weaknesses.
啊，弟兄姐妹能够互相和平相处。
And if we can live harmoniously with one another.
也是基于有爱呀。
Then that means there is love amongst us.
你看，不然大家都有缺点嘛。大家都有缺陷呢，大家都有那个 shortcomings。
Because we all have weaknesses and shortcomings。
那，就是有人呐、啊，这个不看我们的缺点。
But there are people who don't focus on our shortcomings。
所以我们就不会害怕、啊、
So that we are not afraid。
啊，我也是因为这个原因呢、啊，我才敢上台呀、啊。
And it is because of that that I'm willing to come out and speak。
不然的话，想到我的缺点，这个哎，传道他不会讲话，讲话结结巴巴的。
Because otherwise I'll think, oh, I can't speak eloquently。
啊。正道要怎么呢？这个词不达意。
And I'm not a good speaker.
啊，所以我就很紧张，对不对？
So then
我害怕、啊，就不敢上来啊。
I will be very nervous and afraid.
那我知道大家都会原谅。
But I know that all of you will forgive me.
大家会帮我祷告。
And that you will pray for me.
所以我就自信了、啊，就能够上来。
So I have confidence to come out here.
啊，就感谢主啊，感谢大家的爱心。
So I thank God and I thank all of you for your love.
所以害怕是很是一个。惩罚。
So fear actually is a form of punishment.
啊，那他们呢？哎，互相指责。
So they blamed one another.
啊，互相指责起来，这个言语啊就很尖锐。
So when they did this, they spoke very sharply to one another.
会让人家受不了。
And it was very hard to bear.
就是生命失落的原因呢。
And
的结果了。
That is because their lives had fallen.
还有，他们呢，要。很认真工作才能够糊口啊。
And also they had to work hard in order to sustain their lives.
十九节，三章十九节。
And also, if we look at verse 19.
啊，你必流汗满面才得糊口，直到你归的土。
It says, in the sweat of your face you shall eat bread till you return to the ground. So in order to survive, it's difficult. And especially to even make a little bit of money in society today, it's not easy. And a lot of couples, both husband and wife, need to work. So to be able to eat, you have to work hard. You have to be very busy.
在忙碌当中呢，有人呢就失去了家庭，失去了婚姻。
And in their busyness, a lot of people will lose their marriages and their families.
失去了亲情之间的关系。
And they will lose this this feeling.
这个是一个很忙的一个代价。
And this often is the price of our busyness.
那再来是生活就不安定。
And also their lives became very unstable.
我们来看十四节，第四章创世纪第四章十四节。
Look at chapter 4, verse 14.
他们失落以后呢，就生活就不安定了。After
they had fallen, their lives became very unstable.
十四节说：“你如今赶逐我，离开这地，以致不见你的面，我就必流离飘荡在地上。”And
this is the next generation.
流离飘荡，这是不安定嘛。
And so he says he has to be a fugitive and a vagabond on the earth, so there is no stability in life.
你看一年呢,搬了很多次家。
And you have to move many times in a year.
每年都搬家。
You have to move every year.
每年再换工作。
And you have to change jobs every year.
每年再换学校。
And you have to change schools every year.
你看我们这样子的话，是不是一个飘荡的生活呢？
So are we also not living like a fugitive too?
那生活不安定啊。
There's no stability.
假如我们子女这样子不安定的话，那我们也是很替他很伤心的。
And if our children had to live this way, we would feel very bad for them.
因为很辛苦啊。
Because it's very difficult.
所以生命失落的结果就是生活变成不安定。
So with this loss of when you're with this falling, then life becomes very unstable.
那再来呢？这个道德啊，就没有一个道德标准呢。
And also there is no more standard for morals.
我们继续看23节。
Let's look at verse
20, 第四章23节。
Chapter 4, verse 23.
拉麦对他两个妻子说啊，亚大、希大听我的声音啊，拉麦的妻子细听我的话，众人人伤我，我把他杀了；少年人损我，我就把他害了。若杀该隐，遭报七倍；杀拉麦，必遭报七十七倍。哇，要讲这个话，假设这句话是。
And if Lamech said these words to us, we would be very fearful indeed.
然后我们说啊，这个人动不得，因为你看那么凶暴。
And we would say that this person is so violent.
你看杀害该隐的要遭报七倍。
And he said, if Cain shall be avenged sevenfold, then Lamech 77-fold.
杀拉麦的要遭报七十七倍。
So Lamech would be avenged 77-fold.
所以你看谁敢杀他？
So who would dare to kill him?
天天就怕，那为什么呢？ 因为他本人就是有两个妻子的。
And they would fear even just hearing this. I mean, he had two wives.
当时神在造人的时候啊，也有规定这个婚姻制度啊，一夫一妻。
So when God made man, he instituted marriage between one man and one wife.
现在他一个人有两个妻子。
But he had two wives.
就破坏神的婚姻制度。
So he went against this institution of marriage.
失去了家庭，就失去和平喜乐了。And
there was no harmony and joy in his family.
因为没有一个道德的标准了。Because
he had lost this moral standard.
这个是今天社会一个写照了。And
this also is a model for society today.
没有道德标准的话，那社会啊会给社会啊带来不安。
Because if you do not reach this standard, then there will be instability in society. And if there is instability in society nowadays, it's because there's no moral standard. And this is another consequence of this falling of life.
生命失落最大的惩罚是什么？
And what is the biggest punishment here?
请看第五章，创世纪第五章。
Let's look at Genesis chapter 5.
第五章的第三节。
Chapter 5, verse 3.
先看第四节。第五章第四节。
Chapter 5, verse 4.
亚当生赛特之后，又再世800年，并且生了养女。亚当共活了930岁，就死了。
然后接下去啊，撒特也是一样啊，活了几岁，然后他还生了养女以后呢，也是死了。然后以诺士呢，他活了905岁也是死了啊。该人啊，活了啊910岁也就死了啊。那勒列啊，活了啊大概895岁就死了。
所以我们看这些人啊的结局就死了。
So we see all the way through verse 13, the end result of all of these people were that they died.
我们看到第五章以前还没有提到死嘛。
So before verse 5, there was no mention of death.
只是神告诉他们说啊，人民吃的日子必定死。
And only God said to them that if you eat of this fruit, that on that day you will die.
可是当时还没有真正死啊，肉体的死亡。
But physically, they did not actually die that day.
所以人们还不知道那个死的滋味，神所讲的那个死是什么意思。
So these people, they had still not yet tasted.Death, this death which God had mentioned.
那第五章以后呢，他们就体验到死啊，人会死啊。
But from verse 5 onwards, they experienced this, that man would die.
所以死亡就变成人类的一个最大的敌人。
So death became the greatest enemy of man.
也是一个最严重的惩罚。
And it was the most severe form of punishment.
就生命死掉以后最严重的惩罚。
So after the lives had fallen, this was the greatest punishment.
这个到今天还是一样，没有人能够去改变他的。
And it is the same today, nobody can change this.
然后这个啊，这种现象呢，就变成了世代相传了。
We see this phenomenon it carried on generation after generation.
所以人的罪啊是世代相传的。
So we see that the sins of man is passed on from generation to generation because they had fallen.
失落就有这些、缺点就会跑出来，这一些道德堕落的事情会跑出来。
So after they had fallen, all of these immoral things surfaced.
我们看第五章第三节。
So look at chapter 5 verse 3.
亚当活到130岁，生了一个儿子，形象样式和自己相似，就给他取名叫做赛特。神造亚当是按照神自己的形象造的。
So God made man according to His own image.
可是现在亚当生儿子生儿子是样式形象是看他自己一样，不是跟神一样，是看他自己一样。
However, here Adam begot a son, and it was in his own likeness, not in the likeness of God.
所以亚当的样式跟形象是什么呢？
So what is the likeness and image of Adam?
已经失去了神的形象跟样式啊。
It has lost the image of God.
是自己啊，自己那个人性，自己的那个软弱，自己的情欲，自己的罪性。
In the image of his own weaknesses and his own sin.
所以以后就代代相传。
So this carried on.
这是罪的来源呢。
And this was the origin of sin.
为什么我们说啊？这个人一生出来就有罪。
So why do we say that when man is born he has sin?
因为我们的子女是跟我们自己的样式和形象造的。
Because our children are made in our likeness.
所以我们的子女，我们怎么样我们有罪，那我们子女也是有罪的。
So however we are, if we have sin, then our children likewise will have sin.
所以亚当当时生的孩子又也是一样有罪。
And so Adam's children also had sin.
所以代代他们的生命就失落了。
So generation after generation, they had fallen.
我们今天这个就是我们今天就是一个失落的世代。
So today we also are this fallen society.
因为每一个人都是亚当子孙。
Because we are all the descendants of Adam.
生命失落的。
And we have fallen.
生命失落是很可怜我们刚刚已经查考过了。
And we've already looked at how pitiful of a state this is to be.
生命不失落的话，我们今天不用那么辛苦了。
And if we they had not fallen, then we would not have to suffer today.
也不用 住这个房子的。
We would not have to rent somewhere to live.
去公司上班呢。
And we wouldn't have to go out and work.
因为不需要去设计城市，也不需要去挖石油了。
And we would not have to go and dig for oil.
都不需要。
We wouldn't have to do any of this.
住在伊甸园里。
And we would be in the Garden of Eden.
过着很充实、很舒服的生活。
We would live very abundant and comfortable lives.
可是生命失落以后。
But after they had fallen,
一切都改观了。
Everything had changed.
生命变得不完美。
And life became imperfect.
人跟人之间就产生斗争、嫉妒、苦毒。
And there was strife, envy and jealousy between men.
这个现象就一直在传下去。
And this phenomenon was passed down.
好，那么下午再来谈怎么来寻回。
So in the afternoon, we'll talk about how to return from this.
不但要寻回还要过着一个更丰盛的生命。
And not only to return, but to live an even more abundant life.
把那个伊甸园里面的那个很有意义很多彩色的生活，很丰盛的生活，再把它寻回来。
To once again retrieve this very abundant and joyful life in the Garden of Eden.
啊、他重新享受神所要我们去过的生活。
And to once again enjoy this life that God wanted for us.
所以我们基督徒、啊、是很愉快的，是 很享受的。
So as Christians, we should be very joyful.
因此我们的生命是 很多朝气的。
And we should be full of energy.
所以照理来说，唱诗要很大声啊。
So actually, when we sing, we should sing very loudly.
那听道理也要很认真听啊，我们眼睛睁得大大的。
When we listen to sermons, our eyes should be wide open.
啊，有一次啊，我在一个教会啊组织查经聚会。
And on one occasion, I was leading the Bible study in church.
啊，因为哈、啊、很少人发言啊，所以就我一直讲。
And because very few people were speaking, so I had to keep talking.
我一直鼓励他们要发言，可是他们真的没有发言呢、啊。
And I kept encouraging them to participate, but nobody would speak.
啊，每个人都是看地上。
And everybody was looking down at the ground.
看不知道看圣经是在想东西还是脑筋一片空白，我是不知道。反正大家都看圣经哈。
I don't know if
不敢看我。
I don't know if they were thinking very hard, looking at the Bible, if their minds were just blank. But regardless, they wouldn't look at me.
就是我在讲，大家是不敢看我，大家一直看圣经。
So I kept talking, and everybody was looking at their Bibles.
我不知道他们在想什么，他们是在研究圣经呢，在准备等一下分享，可是也没有分享啊。
And I didn't know what they were thinking about, if they were really studying the Bible to have something to share, but they never did.
啊，这个非洲信徒不一样哦。
But it is different for the brethren in Africa.
他们生活很单纯，他们在听道理很认真呢。
They live very simply, but they listen very attentively.
啊，当然他们有一套system能够让他们很专心，让他们不睡觉的。
And they, of course, they have their own system that will allow them not to fall asleep in service.
啊，他们每几句话呢，那个传道者说哈利路亚，啊，信徒他们说阿门。
After every few phrases, the preacher will say hallelujah, and the members will say amen.
啊，这睡觉的人听到阿门，他们会醒过来。
And so those who are speaking, when they hear Amen, they will wake up.
啊，我的意思说，他们中间的对话很好的对话啊。
So I'm saying that they have this good.
我们叫 interaction， 对对。现在就讲的人跟听的人要有这个 interaction 嘛。
There's interaction between the speaker and the listeners.
啊，我们好像没有什么 interaction。
So it seems that we do not have much of an interaction.
啊，但是生命力很丰盛的话，就会有啊，很自然的。
But if we have our lives are full of energy, then this will come naturally to us.
但我们坐在底下听呢，不一定说一定要有回应说什么。讲阿们啊，在他们心里面就很高兴啊！我听到神的话，是神在对我说话。
And when we are listening, we do not need to verbally say Amen, but in our hearts, we will feel very joyful because we are hearing the words of God.
我们就很喜欢听啊。
So we will listen very joyfully, and we will like it.
啊，有一次我在主持一个家庭的聚会。
And on one occasion, I was leading the family service.
啊，那是布道小型的布道聚会的。
And it was a small-scale evangelical service.
啊，那时候梁传道也在场啊。
And Peter Liang was also there that time.
因为梁传道他说叫我讲。
And he asked me to speak.
其实我这个汗流浃背的，老师在听，所以我这汗流浃背很紧张。
And actually, I broke out in a sweat, and I was very nervous.
啊，也是靠神一直讲一直讲。
So I relied on God to be able to carry on speaking.
讲了四十分钟就结束了。
So I spoke for 40 minutes and then.
一个慕道者眼睛一直看。
And there was a truth seeker that was looking very attentively.
他说：“哎，要结束了。”
And he said, "Oh, you're going to end."
啊，才刚开始，怎么要结束了？
You just started. How can you be ending?
我说：“哎，四十分钟了。”哎。
And I said, "Oh, but it's already been 40 minutes."
不结束的话，有人会看手表啊。
And if I don't end now, people will start looking at their watches.
所以你看那个慕道者啊，很认真，真的是叫做慕道者啊，慕道。
So this truth seeker really was seeking after the truth and was listening.
而且说我们老信徒啊，反正不能再叫慕道者，慕道。
But actually, old-time members, they don't have the same heart of pursuit.
所以有时候我们要想想，我们的生命是不是失落的
？So we need to think of our lives fallen as well.
我们所去以后已经被重新再被放到伊甸园里。
And have we once again been put back into the Garden of Eden?
我们要反省自己的灵性，看怎么样啊
？So we need to self-examine our own spiritualities.
而下我们再继续啊，怎么样寻回那个充盛的、很充沛的生命力？
So we will talk about how to return to this original form of life in the afternoon. So now let's kneel down and pray. And we'll end this morning's session.